Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski producing.
Hello.
9:30, your next chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword in the National Cash Contest. And then 72881, the text number, for a shot to win $1,000. Keep you apprised at the leaderboard at Augusta. Our guy Hudson Swafford still top now through 9, minus 2. He's just consistent as all get out.
Try to stop me from watching Hudson Hawk today. I dare you.
And Siwoo Kim also at minus 2. And three golfers at one under par. Royals this afternoon in action in Chicago against the White Sox. It is the home opener for the White Sox today. They began their road trip out west, actually played in Seattle late yesterday afternoon and lost. So they're 3-4 against Brad Keller. Lance Lynn goes for the White Sox today. 3:10 first pitcher on 610 Sports Radio. That means Vern's On Deck show comes your way today at 2.
Wasn't Lance Lynn the guy that La Russa forgot to put in the game years ago? There was something
Rupchinski
with that. Chimsky and Lynn, right? Yeah, wasn't he part of that whole thing?
Yeah.
You think he'll remember to put him in today?
I would hope so. La Russa comes out there. He's throwing in the pen like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm starting today.
Skip. How do we get you?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Whatever. Whatever you got to do.
Baseballs. We try to appeal to a younger generation. Welcome Tony La Russa as manager of the Chicago White Sox, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. He was bundled up all. He looked cold yesterday.
Where were they? In Seattle?
Seattle, yeah. With the roof open, apparently. It's like 46 degrees or something.
Lets the germs out.
Yeah, I guess. That's true. Maybe you can't have the roof closed
now.
Yeah,
but with COVID and all.
That could be. It could be. But a huge series ahead for the Royals. It's not. Uh-oh. We have breaking news
breaking
first.
Breaking news.
Well, I mean, you brought up germs. I feel like this was important to announce the Royals announcing a partnership with Lysol. That's right, Lysol.
Nice.
Ricket, I believe, is the parent company that produces Lysol. They have partnered with them to provide enhanced disinfection protocols at the K and give them products that will enhance their disinfective properties.
Sweet.
There we go.
I guess breaking news.
That's right. It is breaking news. I just got a press release.
Did I do the whole thing? Breaking news on 610 Sports Radio, powered by Odyssey Sports and presented by BetQL. Mm-hmm. Become a better sports better. Get smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Nice. You can have disinfecting wipes around the stadium and stuff like that to clean your chairs. Like it. Good.
Royals saying this comes at a time where 84% of fans are concerned about germs. Yeah, so there you go.
I'm surprised there's that many that aren't at this point in time.
I was concerned about the light serving of brisket nachos I received more than the germs, but that's fine.
Yeah, I understand. At least you got that. In Anaheim, they only had certain food items and it was prepackaged and you had to order it. My wife comes back to the seat. She goes, sure would have liked to have a helmet full of nachos today, but can't have it.
Mm.
They don't even give you like the helmet and then the chips in the bag and then
like
the
build your own
seat, like the cheese in a cup and give you the helmet.
No,
wow,
couldn't even get an ice cream.
Oh, no. What about peanuts and Cracker Jack?
They had that, yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't care if I ever go back, though.
Yeah. No ice cream at the ballpark.
They still got those big wieners down in Texas? Those thunder sticks?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Is that what they call those? Yeah. They're called thunder sticks.
Yeah, like 2-foot hot dogs.
What are those
called? Thunder sticks.
No, those are the things you bang together.
I think they were called the thunder sticks.
The boomstick, maybe?
Boomstick. That's what it was. You're right. Boomstick. Boom shakalaka.
That's not what I wanted at all. That's... Go ahead and delete the browser history on this one.
Whoa.
Whew.
Yeah, don't be careful. Yeah, be careful which was wrong. But
just typed boomstick.
Now, it's not a, we're not saying, oh, the Royals must win 2 of 3 or this thing. But it's a big series ahead for the Royals.
It is.
This is a big barometer for this team. If they want to take the, as Vern's called, the step forward, right? Vern's probably this season about a step forward, and we've been in the camp. We've been the over on the, the win-loss projections. Like, get me in the race, at least so I can see the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm at the tail end, that's fine, but I want them to look like they're a team that should be on the road to contention this year.
That's right.
And that actually starts with not being a disaster against the White Sox.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
the White Sox kicked the crap out of them last year.
Kicked their teeth in last year. They were 1-9, Josh, against the White Sox last year in a 10-game season, which projects out to something different if you have a full 19 games against the Chicago White Sox. But 1-9 is not going to get it done. We talked at the beginning of the year, spring training, whenever it was, that had they just gone .500 against the White Sox, think about how much better they would have been last year and what position they could have been in towards the end of the season, right? They could have been a team that was challenging, legit challenging for a postseason spot. Had they just split with the Chicago White Sox and going into the year, my goal for the White Sox was just win one game in every series. If you can do that, say you play 6 series against the White Sox, pick up 6 wins against the Chicago White Sox. That's 5 more than you had a season ago. That changes the outlook on everything. And if you can win 6 games against the Chicago White Sox, just as your baseline, that puts you in position to start challenging then for a postseason spot. If you go through the year, and let's say you go 2-17 or 3-16 or 4-15 or even 5-14 against the White Sox, that's really not going to give you that opportunity that you need to push forward. This is still the class in the division. These are the conversations other cities have about the Chiefs. All right, we got to find a way to beat the Chiefs. If we can't beat the Chiefs, then we can't win the division. These are the conversations, albeit bad ones, that are going on in other AFC West cities. But this is the conversation that we're going to have right now. If the Royals want to truly be in this thing and have a legit shot to get into the postseason, they've got to do better than 1-9 against the Chicago White Sox. And that, in my opinion, is why Brad Keller is starting today. I texted you yesterday when I was coming back from a couple of days off. I said, did I miss something? Because sometimes you miss something, right? And I said, did I miss something? Why are they going with the bullpen start? And you're like, no, just baseball or whatever the answer was. And then you start to look at it and you're like, oh, they set this up so Brad Keller can be the opener in Chicago against the White Sox. They're kind of quietly, subliminally telling us it is all about this series. We're willing to, quote-unquote, sacrifice a game with the Indians in order to get our ace on the mound against the team that's been our nemesis for the last couple of years. And I thought that's a good move by Mike Matheny. I like the fact that he's quietly telling us it's a big-ass series, man.
And with the off days, we've discussed how to extend your starting pitching so that it's good later in the year.
Yeah.
You're going to find extra days to get guys days off. The bullpen, you got a lot of arms out there right now. You need to get some work in. Mm-hmm. Those things, so you could make those cases as well. But it felt like, okay, we can buy a day.
Right.
We can buy a day here. Mike
and
Matheny,
boy, did they. Junis was great yesterday.
He joined us yesterday, got Jacob Junis to start, turned out to be great, and we asked him why move Keller back a day.
It's always about what's going to give us our best chance to win today, and you'd like to have Brad in there, but we've committed that when we can get extra days for these guys, that we're going to stick with it. We're going to give it to them because we believe it'll pay off over the long haul, and that's the only thing that's going to supersede us winning each individual day. We won't put our guys at risk. Now, Brad had an extremely short start. We're gonna rack that up to just an anomaly, and then he's gonna jump right back in there. And we plan on riding him really hard. But I think any day we can give him a rest, we're actually pushing back the rest of the guys as well. Give every one of them a little bit more rest, so then they can have a better chance of pitching for us really well in October. That's our goal. And so, with that being said, we're excited about giving guys like Jake Junis a shot and then using some of the rest of our bullpen, knowing that we've got a game tomorrow and then another off day. We've got to take advantage of these off days and maximize the guys that we have. But Jake has had a fantastic spring, probably as good as I've ever seen him. And some of the guys who've seen him longer than I have would say the same thing. So we're excited to get him on the mound, and then we'll just kind of watch and see what we see and realize that we've got a really powerful, versatile bullpen that can help hopefully put one away for us.
Hindsight now, if Jacob Junis goes out and is a disaster yesterday, you're thinking of it different. Like, why'd you skip a turn in the rotation, essentially, and bump him a day back? Junis works. He goes out and pitches five innings yesterday of shutout baseball on one hit. The bullpen didn't close it. Now, and you got your best relievers going yesterday, right? Your 7, 8, 9 guys going yesterday. You had them lined up in order, and they didn't finish off the game.
They didn't get it done, and that's why yesterday stinks, because you got a great performance from Junis, and then these are the losses, Josh, that we talked about at the beginning of the year. Like, those are the ones that are going to bother me. When you go out there and get a really good start from a younger guy, and you've got this bullpen that's supposed to be good, these are those gut-wrenching losses. Yeah, it's game 5 of 162, but that's when you think, man, he pitched that well. We got to find a way to win that game.
But the setup worked great, because you didn't. It wasn't on the starting guy yesterday. Right,
right. No, Junis was fantastic.
You set it up perfectly. Now you get the extra day of rest for Keller, and then maybe more importantly, you allow him to go set the tone. Didn't get a chance to do that on opening day, right? Because he got rocked. He didn't set the tone pitching wise. But you give him the opportunity to set the tone against a team you really got to do a better job against.
Well, yeah. I think the fact that you had Bieber exit the game while it was tied, like, it wasn't a decided game when a guy who has absolutely owned you, which, by the way, the Royals have never beat Shane Bieber in his entire career.
He was good yesterday.
He was super good.
12 strikeouts.
He was really good.
Yeah.
And the fact that he exited the game and didn't, well, I take that back, because he did he give up the single to Lopez, or was that
That guy, Karnak, got the blown save when he was doing his magic tricks.
Yeah, he was a no decision yesterday.
Yeah, he got a no decision.
So the fact that you escaped the
run was
the Bieber
was charged to him.
Correct.
But I think a Karnak gave up the hit.
The old Carson bit.
Yeah,
interesting. But either way, like, I mean, you had Bieber exit the game as a no decision. You got to that point where you were able to clear that hurdle, and the game was still within reach for both teams. It was a tie game at that point. And so, like, the fact that you were able to produce that and then not have an outcome be positive, it just felt like, you're right, Bob, like, I know we're only 5 games into it, and Bertha, not a sprint and
right.
all that.
But that's one, like, you
those
look
are
back,
the ones
yeah.
that, those are the ones that you don't let those ones get away.
Right.
Good teams find a way to win those games. And I'm not saying they're a bad team, but bad teams don't find the ways to win.
Well, it's disappointing that it was two of the guys that you're really counting on in your bullpen this year, you know? And Han came in and blew the save, gave up the 2 runs, and obviously we saw what Greg Holland did yesterday in giving up the 2 runs, both of those giving up a home run on to Ramirez. And so those are the games that you look at and you're like, man, there's got to be a way to win that baseball game. Honestly, I'm glad it wasn't one of the younger kids on the mound. Like, say it was Kowar or Lynch or one of these younger guys that went out there and pitched 5 innings, a 1-hit ball, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, and walks away with a no decision because the bullpen didn't get the job done. Junis will be okay. He'll recover from that. I'm not ready to say Junis has got it, he's found it, and all that kind of stuff. But, he pitched great yesterday. Did everything you want him to do yesterday. And maybe as the season progresses and moves along, if you find other guys that can be in your rotation, maybe Junis supplants somebody in the bullpen that's not getting the job done right now.
Chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword coming up at 9:30. And Bob saw the garbage cans firsthand. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
I didn't pitch against them last year, but they had our team number last year, so we need to jump on them early. I just think when we first faced them, we weren't fully healthy, and then I think this year is just different. I mean, I think being able to pitch it on their home opener and having their crowd will be a lot of fun, except that they got a good team, so they're going to bring a lot of fans. And I think we just got to go in there and compete. I mean, that's That's what we do for every series. I mean, that's all we can do. Can't predict the future, but, I mean, we got to go in there and compete. We know it's the team that we need to beat, and that's what we're going to try to do.
That's Brad Keller.
Pissed he can't predict the future.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm kind of mad about that. Brad Keller show Tuesdays at 9:35 here on 610 Sports Radio. He joined us on Tuesday discussing, though, his start today against the White Sox. Didn't face them last year. Another reason he put them out there on the mound. They went not very good against the White Sox last year. Brad Keller gets his turn today against Lance Lynn. 3:10, the first pitch on 610 Sports Radio. That means Vern's got your on-deck show today at 2.
2.
So I like, yeah, well, I didn't face him last year. He didn't say it like that, but I felt like it was like, well, I didn't. Let me at him. Let me at
him. It was almost like one of those, had I pitched last year, we'd have done better than 1-9 against
these guys.
We
weren't even fully healthy.
I think it was the way that we had phrased it, because we said, like, you struggled against the White Sox, but it was like the universe, like the team struggled.
Yeah, it was a team
not
you, right?
I had Brad Keller nothing to do with this.
Yeah, so Brad wanted to clarify. He's like, I didn't do it.
But look at me, man. I never lost these.
I didn't play these guys last year, these other guys, man.
By the way, we asked Brad Keller about his slider, but not his slider, his favorite kind of sliders.
Yeah, I Josh was telling me that.
Buffalo slider
buffalo
chicken. On Hawaiian roll.
Yeah, anything on a Hawaiian roll.
He called Hawaiian rolls electric.
They are.
I've never described any food as electric, but I'm going to from here on out.
Well, they are.
I'm not refuting it. I'm just saying I've never described some.
My kids will devour a Costco-sized bag of those King's Hawaiian
rolls. None of the videos of you snarfing food in your truck, you've never used electric in any of those?
No, I haven't. Oh. That's coming back, by the way. YouTube and I have finally made agreements.
Have you, like, used a crazy word to describe food like he did, electric, when it comes to, you know, the King's Hawaiian rolls?
No, but I clearly need to add to my vernacular of food, adjectives.
Yeah, decadent.
Descriptors, is what I almost said. That would have worked, too,
I
think.
He says something's electric, you're like, it must be really good.
I wrote it down. I literally made a note in my phone to describe food as electric.
You know how he said it, right? It's electric.
I'm not going to laugh at that. Like, you did enough laughing at it yourself. I'm not going to laugh. It's not that funny.
That was Josh, not me.
I liked it. I almost snorted. I almost had a snort for you there.
You can't deny it.
Mm. So we discussed a little Dusty Baker yesterday, because he had these comments about people heckling the Astros in their opening games. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't a part, of course, the cheating scandal, but he's got to live through the aftermath and doesn't like it.
You can tell the amount of hostility and the amount of hatred in the stands, and you know how many in the stands have never done anything wrong in their life.
Oh, good.
Or, you know, we paid the price for it. How many people have not cheated, you know, on the test or whatever at some point in time? I mean, it's easy. You know, if you live in glass houses, but I don't think anybody lives in glass houses. And,
I don't think they do either.
You know, I think that sometimes we need to look at ourselves before you, you know, spew hate on somebody else. Like I said, it's a sad,
wait for it,
you know, situation for, you know, for America to me.
Oh, God.
You know, when you,
keep waiting.
When you hear things, I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands? You know, and some of them are kids, they're following their parents. And it's sad to me. Like I said, you know, people make mistakes, and you know, we paid for ours, and you know, we say leave it alone.
I feel like the only thing he left out was
leave it alone. You're lucky she even performed for you, bastard.
I feel like the only I am leaving Brittany alone.
I can't even listen to that again.
Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time? Leave Brittany alone!
He did not include, I apologize to those who were offended, but
right.
Pretty much
like
hit
he
rest
checked
of
all
the
boxes,
rest of the car.
Right? Yeah. Could we get 4 hours on just that soundbite, because there's so much to digest.
On the Leave Brittany Alone?
No,
from
Dusty Baker.
But you saw it firsthand. Awesome.
Hang on a second. I just want to say, my mother
Astro
always told me if everybody's doing it, it doesn't make it right. So if everybody's cheating, that doesn't mean that doesn't make it right to go out there, because everybody else is cheating. And what are we telling the kids? I had to tell my kids about your team and why they were getting booed and what they did. How do you think that conversation was?
Pretty
trying
easy,
to explain
actually.
Stealing signs to 10 and 11 year old. They didn't get that. I had to explain to my children why you guys were a bunch of D-bags.
You didn't have to go that deep, because they cheated.
Yeah, but they said they want to know how, when, you know, all this kind of stuff. Wow, they did all that. Like, so my kids were appalled.
Lay off me. I'm watching baseball.
My kids were appalled by Dusty Baker's Houston Astros with what the stunts me? The stunts that they pulled.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being as serious as Dusty Baker is.
Okay.
What are we going to tell the children?
Just like imagining your two daughters like crying in the stands.
But my kids joined in. Good? My kids joined in on the booing and yelling cheaters and all of that kind of stuff because we were at the game on Tuesday in Anaheim, and all of a sudden everybody's booing and, you know, screaming cheaters. And so my kids are like, well, why are they saying that? You know, what's going on with this team? And I explained the whole cheating thing. So they were in on it too. They were screaming cheaters and like, they couldn't understand, well, why would they do that? And you know, all of that kind of stuff. The problem is what we're facing right now is the first time that fans are back since this cheating scandal happened. The booing, the hissing, the cursing, the yelling that took place and is taking place. Oh, yeah, you always get a
good hiss.
I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't either. But there was a lot of booing, and I was involved in it as well. I'm screaming cheater, and I'm yelling at them, and, you know, and with 9,000 fans in a ballpark now, you can clearly hear what people are saying. There's a man dressed as Oscar the Grouch. Trash cans were getting thrown on the field. Everything that the Astros are facing right now and will continue to face for the rest of the year is self-inflicted. And Dusty Baker, I hate to say this, but you just need to butt out, man. Like, it's not your issue right now to tell fans of opposing teams to stifle when you're running a team that cheated to win a World Series and wasn't punished for cheating to win a World Series. If you surveyed every owner in professional sports, in any sport, and said to them, you can cheat your way and win a championship, and the only fine is going to be $5 million, and you have to fire your manager.
Line me up right
now. Line me up. Every freaking owner in professional sports would take a turn on that Ferris wheel, right?
I don't disagree with the sentiment that they deserve it. I think the only thing to me is, like, when does it end? And Dusty's wrong about the fact that, like, he thought it would be over by now.
No.
You didn't have fans in the stands.
You didn't have fans last year.
They didn't have the opportunity to do it.
Each game, it's going to be new fans. Like, you play a three-game set in Anaheim, three different days, you got three different fans that are still mad at this team.
Like, don't get me wrong. Hey, the only kind of hate I encourage is sports hate. I love sports hate.
Sports
hate's
fun.
It's good. It's fun sports hate, right? Not like that, you know, calling that Ohio State player and, you know, like leaving DMs and telling him he should kill himself.
Not that kind of sports. But booing.
Booing and rivalry.
For the most part, all of this was clean. It was just yelling, cheater, you suck, and stuff like that. Like, that's, sorry, man, you got to wear this.
I think the only thing that I would disagree, like, at some point it has to end.
Will it? I don't know. As long as these guys, as long as cheating Correa and the cheating Astros and guys like that and Altuve are still on this team. I mean, Altuve was the guy who was wired, man.
Allegedly.
But as long as these guys that were on that team are still playing for the Astros, they didn't boo every Astro. Out of a 9-man lineup, there were 4 guys that got booed.
Oh, well.
But those were the 4 guys that were actually on that team.
As long as it was directed booing.
It was directed right at the guys that were on that team. They weren't booing anybody else that wasn't part of that team, that wasn't, you know, there when the team was cheating. Every single boo and cheater and yell was targeted to those individuals that were part of that team that cheated their way to a championship. And I think, you know, they deserve every single boo that they are going to get. They deserve every single thing that's coming their way from the fans. And I don't think that it should ever end. They cheated, man. They cheated to win a championship. And there are a lot of people that feel like, wait a second here, I'm a Dodger fan and I lost the championship because these guys are cheating. And how many other teams lost games and series because these guys were cheating? So, I mean, you go back and look at 2015, what the Royals did and beat the Astros in that series. Were they cheating then too? And the Royals just got the better of them. I mean, it's just,
I mean, I'll give you the Dodgers. Dodgers fans can boo for the rest of their life if they want. I'm fine with
that. Yeah. But I think ultimately, Ryan,
28 other teams, you're just being petty,
but there was no punishment for it. And that's really where it ends up. These guys did not get punished. Not one day was missed. Not one fine was had.
Look, like, I understand you're a baseball fan, but you're also a Royals fan. And as a Royals fan, this had zero impact on you. I mean, literally zero.
Right. You're right.
Zero impact. Like, there is, I would say, at least half of Major League Baseball had absolutely no impact.
But the impact is, like, Can we start cheating now and only suffer a $5 million fine? Because if you can, I'd have like a guy that's in charge of finding ways to cheat. If
someone says, how long has Casey been booing the guy that didn't vote a Royals player to the All-Star? That was Billy Bowers, Robinson Cano. He didn't put him in the home run derby.
Boo Cano just rolls out the tongue terrifically.
How many years did we boo Johnny Damon?
But if you're another ownership group in Major League Baseball, you say, is it worth it? I mean, got a little bit of fallout. And they're booing you later, but so what? Got a title.
They're not taking that away.
You got that piece of metal.
Doesn't feel like that there was
much of a,
not
a
one player served a suspension. Okay, AJ Hinch lost his job, but you know didn't He's have to manage during a pandemic and got another job.
He didn't get banned from baseball. He's back.
Yeah. Did he really lose out on? Not having to deal with last year.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Sounds like he was the winner.
I don't know if he's getting booed every time he's introduced anywhere, but
probably not. I don't know.
Has Carlos Beltran got a job yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so Carlos Beltran's the real loser here.
That's exactly right. That's it.
It is time to dash for the cash. Your code word this hour of the National Cash Contest is NEIGHBOR. NEIGHBOR. NEIGHBOR to 72881. That's 72881. You could be the $1,000 winner in the National Cash Contest. Your next chance at 10:30. Complete rules go to 610sports.com. Message and data rates apply. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. NEIGHBOR to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
It was really interesting to see the hate is real. People are mad, and baseball fans aren't going to let the Astros hear the end of it. They're just not. So, Dusty Baker, if you don't like it, get some noise-canceling headphones and sit in the dugout and fall asleep, because it's going to happen at every stadium this year.
He's the biggest story, and he's not there. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, man, Swofford's in second.
Oh, Swofford's fallen.
Yeah. Hudson
Cinderella
Swofford
run couldn't last long.
It's 11 minus one, but he's one stroke off the lead now as Abraham Answer is atop the leaderboard.
Who?
At 200 par. Abraham Anser.
Spell the last name.
A-N-C-E-R.
Oh. Never heard of it.
Cinderella story. Abraham Anser.
He's from Mexico. Maybe it's not Anser.
Mexico, Missouri?
No, not Mexico, Missouri.
Met a great guy named JD who's got family in Mexico, Missouri, out in California this past weekend. He's a Raider fan.
Right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players at minus one.
Gary Player?
No, 7 players.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is doing himself a service today, guys. He's tweeted out a photo. It says Augusta // Team Adidas. And it's a picture of him.
So he did the Adidas logo.
Sitting on a golf cart. And then him standing. And then another one of him sitting on a golf cart, presumably. It's a golf course. I can't tell if it's Augusta.
Is he at Augusta? Golf cart there.
No, he's on a golf cart. So
yeah.
Okay, so he's tweeted this out.
Is he eating pimento cheese? Okay. Is NFL Network losing their minds?
No. I mean, it's just comment after comment. You're not wearing the boot. That's good news. You're not wearing the boot. You're not wearing the boot. You're not wearing the boot.
Oh.
The picture also doesn't say it's right now. It's just he posted it right now. It's an Adidas plug for golf. Like, there's nowhere in that photo that says this is a live shot of me right now on a golf cart.
Somebody get James Palmer on right now and find out what he's learned.
He's wearing Adidas shoes because he's – but he's not wearing the boot. Comment after comment. There's no boot. That's good news. So you got rid of the boot? The boot's gone? The boot's off, Patrick?
Are the things people get hung up on, right? In April.
So.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes on a golf cart wearing Adidas shoes with no boot could be from any time.
Sources have told me that Patrick Mahomes is bootless on a golf cart on Twitter.
Be from anywhere.
Back
anytime.
To you, Peter.
So. I guess he needs to tweet out more context.
More from James Palmer next.
Because the boot police are out there.
Well, by my calculations, you haven't been in the boot long enough. Right, and if you don't stay in the boot long enough, it's not going to heal properly, and we're going to be screwed in September.
Well, they should, but because Adidas doesn't have a boot.
Right.
That's why.
They should have a boot, especially with them being KU's sponsor.
They just slap a logo on it.
I mean, that team's in a boot more than anybody.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes is going to get all kinds of questions about the boot again today. So, good luck with all that. They are underway at Augusta, as we mentioned. Went through
at Augusta
pimento sandwiches and more a little bit earlier in the show today. The
text line said tiny answer.
That's a good one. I was trying to think of some lyrics on the fly.
I really can't get there.
I don't know why.
I'm usually
on this.
We're usually all on this, but Dr. Texline says he played Augusta yesterday with his dad and Kelsey, the boots off.
Dr. Texline played golf with Kelsey and Mahomes at Augusta yesterday?
No. Dr. Texline said Mahomes played.
Okay.
Played Augusta yesterday?
There's two reports, one from the 660, one from the 913. Pat, indeed, at Augusta with his dad and Kelsey, boot, who cares?
Right, because he's not going to play golf with a boot on.
You're going to play golf with a boot on. I don't think people really truly understand the significance of the boot.
And what it's all about?
Yeah, what it's all about.
I wasn't going to say it, but it's funny. Still.
It's really funny.
Like, I didn't think it was going to be funny, but then Clink said it. Yeah, sure enough, there it is. It's funny.
Josh, why don't you explain the boot? Because you really opened my eyes to the boot.
Well, I swear, for a long time over KU, they just passed around the same boot.
It felt like it. Every week, somebody different was in the boot.
And I think they probably were in on the bit. Like throwing the reporters off the scent. They always wanted injury stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there would always be a Kansas player. You'd see him walk out of the locker room or whatever, and they'd be leaving and they'd have a walkie boot on.
Right. And then they'd practice and put the boot back on after practice. It'd be fine. Yeah.
And it was as if that was like, oh, got a boot. Probably can't play. I mean, you probably can't play. They got a boot on. No, they played 90% of the time.
And the media loves the so-and-so's in a walking boot.
So-and-so's in a walking boot. And you go through history of whatever, and there's people walking with the walking boot. Right. Every player has ever worn one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a precautionary thing. They put it on your foot. Your ankle's swollen, whatever. Your toes, whatever. They'll slap a boot on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's equivalent of stay off your feet, but can't stay off your feet.
But you can't stay off your feet, so we're going to put you in a boot so you can do what you need to do.
Yeah. It's not debilitating, and you can take it off and
it's not a prosthetic leg.
Patrick Mahomes probably played around and then probably put the boot back on.
Yeah,
we'll give you something to cry about.
It's not a big deal. Plus, they're not comfortable.
No,
I've worn them once. I always thought it was going to be comfortable. It would ease some pressure on your foot. I had the little foot thing going for a while, and they're like, "Oh, try to do these things." No, and then put this. Put
somebody else that worked
and wear this on your foot. And I wore it, and I wore it for like a day, and I'm like, "This is awful.
This sucks.
It's uncomfortable. It's not helping."
And you need a hanger to scratch your leg.
It's not very comfortable. So, yeah, get that boot off as soon as possible. But yes, Patrick Mahomes is just showcasing you. He's an Adidas person, and he's wearing Adidas shoes. Okay,
that's it.
That's it. And apparently healthy enough to golf, which
fine.
Is good news.
Great.
Take that part of it. Take that part of it.
But did people think he wasn't going to be healthy by the time the season started? I mean, is that where we are with this?
I believe so. If he was in a boot, that's bad news.
That's bad news.
No, it's just
part of April.
Part of it.
Yeah. He had a surgery, and it's the healing process, and he's going to be ready to go.
Don't aggravate it. When you're not doing something, put the boot on.
Right.
I'm sure that's probably what it was. When you're not doing something, put the boot on.
We would be, the three of us would be terrible, like, producers at NFL Network, because this stuff would come across and we'd be like, this would not be something that we would want to talk about. But NFL Network is getting
what I do for a living,
like days of of content out of Patrick Mahomes' happy Easter I'm wearing a boot picture.
And if he can't run around and throw passes, he's working on other things.
Right. If he's in a boot during the game, he may not be able to throw parallel to the universe.
I mean, Kling and I spent the better part of 4 hours the other day trying to figure out what a four-phaser was.
Yeah, I still don't know what that is.
I don't get that at all.
I don't know what that is at all.
Still don't know where Austin Blythe is originally from either.
Did anybody ask him?
And also asked about the barbecue.
Yeah, I heard about that. The barbecue. Not a fan, huh?
Not a fan of the barbecue.
Get him up the smokehouse. Get him one of these new barbecue baby back rib sandwiches.
Just, you never miss an opportunity, do you?
No. Don't put any sauce on it.
Doesn't want sauce? Fine. Sauceless.
Professional shill.
I mean, I'm telling you what, the smokehouse nachos, Ryan.
They did look really good.
You know what makes them? And I told Josh at Smokehouse this. They picked the perfect chip. It is a sturdy, thick tortilla chip.
Ooh, okay.
It's not like a flimsy one that breaks when like.
Does it withstand some cheese?
Oh,
As it soaks in?
Yeah, yeah. It's got like, I don't want to say like a lacquer on it, but like it doesn't soggy out the chip.
There's not lacquer on
it. Like there's no lacquer on the chips, but
there's a coating. It's coated.
But it holds up. The texture is crunchy all the time, even with the cheese and the pulled pork and the crispy meat. You can mix the
two. Did you
tell
Josh you were going to do this?
I didn't know, but he was over at the table. We were talking. I go, I'll tell you what, man. I said, this may sound geeky. I said, but these nachos are outstanding, and the reason they're great, I said, you picked the perfect chip. He goes, I'm glad you recognize that. We did a lot of research on what chip we wanted to
chip
use.
Chip research.
So they did the chip research. They got this nice,
To believe they did a lot of research.
Well, they tried multiple chips.
How many chips do you think they tried?
10 to 20, probably.
20
I would
chips?
Imagine you're trying to get it right, man. It's no thin Tostito chip. It is a thick chip.
Well, I mean, you take a bite. If it's thin, you just weed that one out right away, right?
Yeah. They did a great job with the chip choice.
I'm really patting them on the back for
because
this chip.
Go get the nachos today over there in Independence by you at Smokehouse.
Is Josh going to be there?
No, but Jason may be there, his brother, so go in.
I don't think we've ever met.
Well, you'll get to meet him then. Oh. Go in, say, I want the nachos. You get the chip, and you'll be like, okay.
I'm going to tell him Bob Fesco. So
I know what he's talking about.
On Bob's bill.
The chip. Outstanding.
Didn't Clark Griswold invent the lacquer for the chip?
He did, yes. But they didn't ever get it to market.
And then it never got to market.
It was for the cereal.
And then he didn't get the pool?
That's right.
Okay. I thought that was it.
It's 816. He is the non-nutritive cereal bar.
Yeah. Perfect, yes.
So he's not there, but he's still the top story of there.
Well, over where?
The Masters.
Oh, yes. I was a little talking about the chips.
Tiger.
Tiger. Where the hell is he?
So the top story is still Tiger wasn't playing.
That's right. Tiger's not here.
People who talked to Tiger about him not playing.
Right. I heard you talk to Tiger. What did he say?
And then on the eve of the tournament, Sheriff comes out and says, oh, he was speeding as well.
That's right.
His accident.
He was going like 84 and a 45. That's correct. Isn't good. You don't want to go that fast.
That's correct.
You don't want to go that fast, especially on roads.
Even though he's not a part of it, he's a very big part of it.
Well, he is. He is. And, you know, we run into people all the time, no matter where you work, right? That always go, this place will close if I'm not here, right? They always think, like, this place is here, and if I leave, this place is going to go under, right? You've run into that gal, right? Everybody has. No matter what job it is, no matter where you are, you've got that guy in the office. This place can't survive without me. Hate to break it to you. Every place can survive without anybody, right? Every place will just move on and find a way, right? Okay? You're not irreplaceable. Tiger Woods actually is irreplaceable, though. He is absolutely 100% irreplaceable. He is the only guy, in my opinion, in the free world today that can walk around and go, this place isn't going to survive without me, because we can't get past it. The man is not there. The man was in a horrible car accident, and the story on Masters Week, in a tournament that he's not playing in, is still all about Tiger Woods. He is the gift that keeps on giving for the golf world. And golf understands that without Tiger Woods, it's just not that attractive of an event. I don't care that it's the Masters, and there's azaleas, and there's pimento, and there's all this other stuff that goes along with the Masters. Tiger Woods is still what puts golf on the map, what puts golf on the map for people who aren't golf fans. It gets everybody involved. Tiger Woods is truly that guy that can walk around the office and go, this place will fold without me, because he's right about that. He's 100% right about that, and I think he's the only person that can walk around and say, this place will shut down without me. He's the number one steward. He's not playing.
You brought up they should figure out a way to have him do some type of analysis.
With all the TV shows that are being done from home now, right, over the last year, and I don't know that that's ever going to change again. I think people kind of like that.
Or even if they got him, like, live tweeting or something.
Yeah, doing something, being involved, being part of the coverage. Like, I would love to see him zoom in, you know, on Saturday and Sunday with Nance. All right, let's go back to Tiger's, you know, chalet and see what he's doing. Tiger, I'll tell you what, man.
Like 17 Perkins waitresses.
Yeah.
Tiger Lounger, the Barclay Lounger.
The Barclay Lounger, whatever. They're sitting there and go, I'll tell you what, man. Louis Oosthuizen missed that putt. It's going to cost him, man. And, you know, just get Tiger's Take. You could sell it. Tiger's Take, brought to you by Frosted Flakes. They're great. Let's go to Tiger. Tiger, what'd you think of that one? Well, I'll tell you what, man.
Sorry, got branding
Lee Westwood missed that putt. Back to you. I mean, like, it would be perfect to get him involved in that. And I think it would be great for the telecast of this. Now, I don't know if it's something that Tiger would want to do, but man, I would like to think CBS and ESPN, who have the rights to this thing over the next 4 days, would have at least, you know, come up with the question and asked his agent, hey, he can't be there, but with technology and stuff let's get Tiger on the broadcast.
And stuff.
You know, technology and stuff.
I told you guys earlier that, like, I'm not really interested in Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm at, like, a 5 maybe for Sunday. But you give me Tiger in a Barca lounge, like, all just twacked out on Vicodins. Yeah, I'm here for that.
Medicated Tiger?
Yeah. Even unmedicated Tiger. Like that.
There's no way. He's got to be on pain pills.
I would imagine. But he's
like bars and stuff in his legs.
He's got to be some way, shape, or form involved in the broadcast, I would think. But what do I know?
Yep.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Maybe his cell phone's buzzing.
Maybe he picks up the call. Yeah, he picks up the call.
Yeah.
And just calls it himself.
Tigers.
Hello, friend.
He calls that rules hotline and they put him through.
Yeah. Tiger's calling the rules violations.
We got Tiger on 4.
We got an Eldrick on line 1 who's got a rules violation to report. Eldrick, go ahead.
Yeah, long time viewer, first time caller.
First time caller. Louis Oosthuizen, he picked that ball up and kicked it, you know?
Thanks, I'll listen off air.
Is Jose Maria Olafable still playing?
I don't believe so.
Did you just make up a name?
No.
Is Vijay Singh playing in this?
I have heard of him.
Phil Mickelson?
Mickelson, yeah.
Is Watson playing in this?
You had Louis Oosthuizen, right?
Yeah.
He's in it.
Is he in it?
Yeah. Taking off later.
All right.
I'm going to have to do Mission Hills.
Watson!
Or Southern Gentleman or Masters Golfer.
Southern Gentleman or Masters Golfer, maybe the play.
Southern Lawman, can we do that?
We could do that.
Southern Lawman or Masters Golfer. Yeah. I like that. I think that's got a ring to it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think some way, shape, or form, they need to incorporate Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods, to me, is golf. He is. And I know we say that all the time when these tournaments come around, But the way that this thing has been covered and the coverage that I've seen so far of this golf tournament, so-and-so sinks a putt. Man, Tiger would have birdied that thing from, you know, like 10 feet further. Like, everything relates back to
essentially what we've been
to
doing.
Tiger
we've
Woods.
Been attendee for five games.
Alex Gordon
would have had that.
Alex Gordon would have had that, yeah, exactly. But Tiger is the sport. The sport is very, very minuscule without Tiger
Finkel
Woods.
Finkel is Einhorn, I know.
It's crazy.
Dustin Johnson at +1, the defending champ. He had he was at -20 for last year's tournament
record. Where's our boy Hunter Swafford? Hudson
Swafford's dropping like a rock.
Is he? Oh, no.
The terrier's getting to him.
Yeah, the Swafford Terrier couldn't.
So he had a good first half as a 16 seed, and now here we go.
He's now tied for 8th. He's at even par through 12. Tiny answer. Abraham, tiny answer.
Put it closer, tiny answer. Put it closer, is that what you said?
I said put it closer, yes.
How long have you been thinking of that? You didn't tell me.
There's a par 5 on the way.
We have really just been coming up with nicknames left and right for
Abraham,
these guys.
So Abraham, tiny answer, atop the leaderboard right now.
Taking over for Chris Berman, huh?
200 par.
Abraham, tiny answer.
Abraham, tiny answer. Pretty good. That's a pretty good Berman.
I thought it was too.
Pot sunk. That is really good.
It's almost Adam Sandler.
It sounds a little like Sandler. Berman. Yeah. Adam Berman.
It's kind of a combination of them.
Chris Sandler.
Royals baseball this afternoon. 3:10 first pitch. Royals and White Sox, 2 o'clock for Vern's On Deck show.
We keeping an eye on the weather forecast for this one?
Yeah, there were some rain chances for this afternoon, so hopefully they'll be playing baseball.
Can we get Tom Skilling on the line?
We should.
Who?
Weatherman in Chicago. Longtime weatherman in Chicago.
Right. We got a win. This game, this could be pushed back to the nighttime.
Uh-oh.
Because it's clear. The rain is supposed to stop in Chicago around 6. From 7 o'clock on, it's supposed to be nice.
That's a heads up to the drive. You better be here.
Cody and Gold, come your way next.
They don't want to be here past 2, but they're here 10 to 2 next here on 610 Sports Radio.
We're done.
And I got to go. Bye.
You guys take care.
Have a great day, Bobby. Thank you. Go Royals.
Hey, thanks, gents.
Oh, man, I got to go.
I'm out.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.